Taylor, you and your team at the University of Lethbridge have just won a gold medal at the International iGEM competition in Boston. Can you tell me a little bit about that? What does it mean, getting a gold medal?
So this was my first iGEM experience, so I was going into it a little blind. It was a little unknown to me what it was going to be like, and it's such an exciting experience. There's 42 countries and over 300 teams, so it was a little overwhelming at first, especially because I was presenting, so it was a little new to me. But it's exciting to see what all these other teams are doing around the world and the problems that they are trying to solve with synthetic biology. And it was also really exciting to share with the other teams the work that we have been doing, because we are trying to develop a cleaning validation for EMS vehicles, so looking at what types of pathogens and bacteria and viruses are in these vehicles and seeing if we can develop an antibody-based strip test to validate if they are cleaning effectively or not. And we got to share this with all these other teams and people from all over the world, so it was very exciting.
So you say you were competing against 300 other teams. Who else was on your team? How many students?
So our team has about 10 students, I think, roughly. We have some undergraduate students that are in second year, fourth year of their studies, as well as some graduate students. So I'm a PhD student, master's students, and then our advisors at the postdoc level or other experienced iGEM members that have been involved with iGEM for the past 6 years or so.
Now, why did you join the iGEM team? If you haven't done it before, what attracted you?
So my background is actually in engineering. I have a bachelor's degree in chemical engineering and a master's degree in biomedical engineering. And I came to the U of L looking to gain more knowledge on more of the basic science, so that's why I'm doing a science degree. And iGEM looked like the perfect fit to use what I had learned in my engineering background to try and solve some real-world problem.
So you call this synthetic biology, and I know that iGEM, the GEM part, stands for genetically engineered machines. How would you define that?
So to me, synthetic biology and genetically engineered machines, in the simplest terms, just means combining those different disciplines of biology and engineering to try and solve a real-world problem. So design a new system or machine to actually achieve that goal. So just using all those different disciplines, different types of engineering, molecular biology, biochemistry, just trying to integrate all those different disciplines to have some tangible outcome that you are solving something that will affect people in the real world.
And so you're dealing with little bits of DNA, is that it?
Yes.
In order to create these little biological machines out of bits and pieces of DNA, how do you actually do that?
Well, so if you think about like an electrical circuit, you can think about DNA in similar terms. So you are using existing systems and then looking at the functions that they have and combining them in different ways to produce an outcome.
So the project itself, you're dealing with something that will help in terms of cleaning in emergency vehicles. How did you come across this project? Why this idea?
So we were approached by the local fire department and EMS because they were concerned with how clean their vehicles actually are, the safety of their workers, and if they are transporting these pathogens back to their families. So they just really wanted to have us come take a better look at what's actually in their vehicles to assess if they are cleaning properly or not. As well, they are interested in looking at some different cleaning products. So they need a way to be able to validate that one product is actually more effective than the other, since right now they have no way of knowing how well each product is cleaning in comparison to one another.
Now that you have this product, how does it actually work?
So we are actually still in the very early stages. We are still assessing the microbial community of the vehicle, and we are in the lab right now still analyzing those samples to be able to develop our antibody-based strip test. So we currently don't know yet which product would be better and what sorts of pathogens are in these vehicles, but we are actively working on it in the lab right now to get to that point.
So this is a strip test, and then if down the road it could actually turn into something that could be used on the open market and used by emergency vehicles all over the place, that would be really quite the accomplishment, wouldn't it?
It really would. And what we're developing has applications in other areas, wherever, any public space that you would want to monitor the microbial community or identify if there is some pathogenic material there. You could think of schools if you're worried about what types of viruses are being transmitted amongst kids, or even in a hospital setting as like a supplementary test to how they are looking at how clean the hospital is and tracking over time what sorts of viruses and bacteria are in hospitals.
Well, let's get back to the competition. You had to go to Boston and you met with all these other teams from around the world. What did you have to actually do in your presentation to wow the judges?
I think our project was pretty complex. So we needed, you only have 20 minutes to convey everything that you've done over the summer and all the work that your team has worked on. And you have to, in this 20-minute presentation, effectively communicate what you have done. So I feel like we did a pretty good job at explaining the problem that we had and our plan moving forward and the work that we had done preliminarily and then how we were going to continue this moving forward. And I think what was really good about our project is that we were actually doing something that would help our local community and that also has global implications. So this could be used by EMS and ambulance vehicles around the world. So this is something that we're looking at in Lethbridge, but it has implications in other areas.
Are you going to continue in this vein? Is this part of your future career plans?
Yes, definitely. So from what I've heard also from previous iGEM members is once you start, it's really hard to stop. You kind of get this iGEM bug and you want to keep being involved with it because every year the team starts this new project and it gets exciting. It's something challenging and interesting that you get to look at. So I'm sure I'll be involved now for the years to come.
Well, congratulations, Taylor, to you and your team. Thank you very much.
Thank you.